Hello, this is the performer who voiced this audio. This is an audio fantasy. I'm an adult. I'm over 18. And this was made exclusively for adults who are also over the age of 18. I do not condone any of the acts that are depicted in this audio, and all characters and events are purely fictional. Hi, Daddy. Sorry to scare you like this, but if you're watching this video, then I'm probably already gone. Oh, don't worry. I'm not dead or anything. I just went away to a place where you'll probably never, ever find me. I'm sure you think I'm too young for that. I am only 12 after all, but the thing is, I've got a new daddy. One who will take very good care of me in ways you never could. Not that you were a bad daddy or anything. You always treated me right. Gave me my space. Bought me all the sexy outfits I asked for. The only problem, you were too nice. Because, I didn't wear short skirts and flirty panties because they were popular, Daddy. I bought them for you. I wanted you to see me in them. See how sexy a little girl could be? I know you think I'm just a kid, but Daddy, I've been so horny for you for so long. All I've ever wanted was for you to touch me, molest me, rape me, fuck me. Even now it makes me wet just thinking about your big hands on my little body. It started when I was 7. I mean, I've always had a thing for you, Daddy, but that was when I first started touching myself. Every night I'd lay in bed, Daddy, with my little hand stuffed down the front of my cute princess panties, rubbing my hairless child pussy while I dreamed about kissing you. I had so many kitty gasms thinking about you, fingering my 7-year-old cunny and rubbing my flat baby chest. You must have heard me, Daddy, my cute kitty voice, moaning your name from the other room. Oh, Daddy. Yes, Daddy, yes. Please. I didn't even know what I wanted back then. But you could have showed me. I would have been so happy to feel your fingers on my chest, in my pussy, even in my butt. I would have sucked your cock too, Daddy. With a smile on my face. I would have licked and slept your pee-pee like an eagle grade school whore, and swallowed every drop of your warm cummies. But you never came into my room. So instead, I started looking online. It was so innocent back then, searching silly things like, how do I make Daddy kiss me? It wasn't long before I found what I really wanted, though. Porn. Hardcore porn. Nasty videos of big cocks pounding slutty girls in every hole. Videos where the girls said the naughtiest, dirtiest words they've ever heard. And begged their daddies for cum. That was when I realized it wasn't your kisses I wanted, Daddy. But your big, hard cock. You know you saw all the nasty things I was looking up, too. I had no idea how to hide it back then. But instead of talking to me about it and letting me tell you how I feel, you just put parental locks on everything and pretended like nothing ever happened. It was so upset, Daddy. I just doubted Dylan about what a horny baby slut I was. Well, not only did you take away my porno, you didn't even talk to me about it. I knew you were ashamed of me. Ashamed of what a naughty little girl I was. I guess that's why I started looking for sexy stuff in real life. I mean, I couldn't go online anymore. And they couldn't talk to you about it. So I had to find someone who would talk to me about it. And let me tell you, Daddy, there's a lot of nasty men out there just aching to take advantage of a curious preteen girl. I sucked my first cock when I was still just 7 years old, Daddy. I drank all his spermies, too. I swallowed every drop while he rubbed my soaking wet cunny, mourning into a shaft like a good baby whore. Before long, I was giving blowies and handies every week, teasing every man I met until they let me play with the weenus. I was very popular, Daddy. There were always pedos around, eager to fondle my smooth kitty body. And I always let them. I loved feeling the warm fingers in my tight little slit. The hard dicks in my slutty little mouth. And they loved giving me the cum. They shot it everywhere, Daddy. Down my throat. On my flat little chest. They even squirted into my cute cotton panties. I can't believe you never noticed the stains. Those nasty pedophiles loved painting my pink undies white with semen. There must have been cum spots on every pair I owned. And then, not long after my 8th birthday, a man I was teasing, he wanted more. I tried to tell him no, Daddy, but he didn't care. He held me down, yanked my panties down, and raped my little bum bum. It was so scary, Daddy. That big man pounding my virgin bottom while I screamed and begged for him to stop. It hurt so bad, Daddy. Nothing I could do would make him stop. I remember crying for a long time afterwards, my little belly full of his semen, his warm load leaking out of my butt and into my panties. I swore I'd never tease another man again. But then, a week later, I went back to him, Daddy. I couldn't help it. I got this itch in my bottom, and no matter what I did, I couldn't scratch it. I needed to be fucked, Daddy. I needed a big, nasty pervert to bully my preteen butt. And I knew you wouldn't do it. So I went back to the mean man who hurt my bottom. And he did it again, Daddy. He was so happy to see me. I started tearing up as soon as I realized we were alone. But that only made him more excited. Soon I was bent over again, my shorts and panties pulling around my ankles, having another adult cock forced up my 8-year-old pooper. It hurt so bad, Daddy. 8-year-olds aren't supposed to take cocks up the butt, you know? But this time, when he was raping my grade school asshole, he started fingering my cunny, too. And Daddy, I've never come harder in my life. In my entire life. Just thinking about it gets me soaking wet again. And from that day forward, Daddy, I was hooked. Your little girl became a dirty anal whore. I didn't want to be. I mean, those big dicks hurt my little bum bum so much, Daddy. But I needed cocks inside me, and I couldn't let them use my pussy because I was saving that for you. Because even though I found a bunch of dirty pedos to rape and molest me, Daddy, I still wanted you to take my virginity, to be my first. I called all the perverts, Daddy, but deep down it was still your little girl. That's why I started walking around the house in just my panties. That's why I kept asking to sit on your lap. Why I fingered myself with the door open. I wanted you to notice me, Daddy. To notice what a naughty little girl I was. So you could be the first one to fuck me smooth, virgin cunny. But you never did, Daddy. So I kept letting strangers fuck me up the butt. Kept giving blowjobs to the perverts at the park. Kept bending over for any man that wanted to feel a little girl hole milk the cocks. And I got so used to having perverts pound my pooper and fuck my mouth that I started to like it, Daddy. I mean, I always kinda liked it. Having those big dicks scratch my naughty itch. But after a while, I started to really like it. Like, by the time I was 9, Daddy, I wasn't crying when perverts raped my ass. I was coming, like a dirty child porn star. I wish you could have heard me, Daddy. Having my screaming anal orgasms. Coating my thighs with girly juices while I begged those nasty men to fuck my ass harder. It was so loud they had to put their hands over my mouth. Or give me a cock to suck. That's right, Daddy. By the time I hit 5th grade, I was taking the pedos 2 at a time, letting them fill both my holes at once. Mm-hmm. Your little girl is the town bicycle, Daddy. So many men wanted to put their cummies up my butt or in my mouth. I just couldn't make time for them all. So I started doing them 2 at once. Taking a dick in each hand, sucking back and forth between 2 yummy wieners, letting one of them sodomize me while the other got to feel me moan around the shaft. And, well, once I started doing 2 at once, it wasn't long before I started doing 3, and 4, and more. When I was 10, I had my first proper gangbang, Daddy. One of my pedo friends helped me put up an ad online, and we got so many perverts. They came from all across the state to fuck me. Dozens of horny men, lining up to pound your underage daughter's tight preteen holes. That's when I finally lost my virginity. I didn't want to, but I was just one little girl. Surrounded by all those horny grown-ups. And, well, I just couldn't stop them, Daddy. I didn't even see who did it either. It was so hectic. I was sitting in some dirty pervert's lap, bouncing my 10-year-old butt on his dick, when another guy came over and shoved his cock right into my mouth. My face was buried between his thighs, so I couldn't even see the third guy sliding between my legs. It all happened so suddenly, Daddy. One moment I was a 2-hole slut, and the next I was a 3-hole slut. Every hole filled with big adult cocks, looking to get off in a tight preteen hole. And once they started fucking my bald little cunny, Daddy, they didn't want to stop. Oh, I cried and begged. I threw a little tantrum like the bratty girl I was. I should have known better by then. That just turned them on even more, Daddy. Made them fuck me harder. Made them bleed my little kitty slit faster. By the time the man in my mouth finished, and I finally got a look at the pervert licking my pussy, He wasn't even the one who started it. There were already 4 loads of cum leaking from my formerly virgin pussy, and he was working on the 5th. I didn't even have time to ask who had been my first before another pedal stepped up and claimed my mouth. And that's how I spent the next 4 hours. Getting fucked in every hole nonstop by horny pedophiles who just wanted to use me like a kitty sex toy. I cried so hard that night, Daddy. It was just like when my ass was raped. Except this time I couldn't escape. There were so many horny daddies, and they wouldn't stop fucking me. I was held down and raped over and over until rivers of cum flowed from every one of my holes, and sticky semen covered every inch of my smooth little body. And just like before, I started to like it. Saturday morning, they wouldn't let me go home. They said I had to make them all come again before I could leave. By Saturday night, though, I was begging them to stay, using every naughty word in the book to tease them into fucking me, begging those dirty pedophiles to gang rape my 10-year-old ass and bleed my bald kitty cunt until I couldn't take anymore. And they did, Daddy. Every single man took a turn in my holes, getting to feel my wet little mouth, my tight kitty pussy, and my experienced child ass. You know, it's funny. Even after I started taking guys in my cunny, I still liked it more in my butt. I guess years of having my little poo-poo pounded just trained my body to come from anal. Either that, or I've just always been a butt slut. I know you remember that weekend, Daddy, when I had my gangbang. I told you I was sleeping over at Katie's house on Friday, but then I didn't come home until Sunday. You called me so many times that weekend, and every time I answered my cell phone, I was breathing heavy, trying not to moan. Trying to make my other daddies be quiet while they made up stupid excuses. You must have known something was up. Even though they hosed me down at the end, I still came home late Sunday night, limping and bruised, smelling like sweat and semen, with a few drops of white running down my chin. A parting gift from the daddy who dropped me off. But even then, even when it was clear your little girl was fucking someone, you didn't do anything. You knew I was a dirty little 5th grade whore, but you didn't take your turn with me. Didn't crawl into my bed at night. Didn't ask me for a blowy before work, or a quick fuck before school. You could have had whatever you wanted, Daddy. I still would have given it to you. But I guess you just don't like me like those other daddies do. That's why I started looking for a replacement. Someone who can love me like you do. And also give me that hot pedo milk I crave. And it took a while, but I finally found one. A new forever daddy. I wish you could meet him. He's a lot like you, really. I'm sure you'd be friends if he wasn't plowing my cute little middle school bottom every night. And best of all, Daddy, is he's a pimp, too. So not only does he give me his cummies, but he finds other daddies for me, too. Horny perverts who will pay big bucks to have a 12-year-old anal slut milk the cock like an experienced whore. I'm going to have all the sex and money I could ever want. And I'll never have to worry about school or taxes or anything dumb like that. I can just be me. And live the kind of life I always wanted to. So don't be sad, Daddy. Your little girl's going away, but she's happy and safe. And she won't ever tease you with this sexy preteen body ever again.